Well, I'm sure many of you saw the item that came out this week about the sad state of Medicare funding. We've talked about it on Money Talk for many, many years. The fact that the politicians in Washington do not want to do anything about this problem because they don't see any way to get any votes out of it. And so basically they ignore it. Meanwhile, the problem continues to grow. And, of course, the headlines were this week that Medicare will run out of money sooner than expected. They shortened the lifeline on Medicare as it stands today by about 3 years. And they're talking about the Medicare so-called trust fund running out of money by 2026, which basically would mean that if no changes were made to the Medicare finances, then benefits would have to be reduced by 2026. Doesn't mean they would go away 100% at that time, but they would have to be reduced. But only if this problem is ignored for another 8 years or whatever number of years they revise that to going forward. Social Security has a little bit longer. That one is solvent until 2034. But again, that assumes no changes are made in the financing of the Social Security system. The real value of this story is the reminder aspect. And it's countless how many times we've discussed this over the years on Money Talk. The fact that a major issue like Medicare is basically left to languish without anything happening, while the partisanship in Washington just grows. We probably have a level of partisanship right now that matches anything most of us have seen. And the partisan divide seems to grow while this problem is ignored. And meanwhile, the finances of Medicare continue to deteriorate. And it's going to be necessary by law for Congress to have a plan next year to address this problem after the next budget is submitted. But we just don't know at this point how this is going to be resolved. One way it could be resolved would be to increase the cost of Medicare for the beneficiary. Another way it could be resolved would be to reduce Medicare benefits. That's politically very unpopular. When a candidate says, I'm going to reduce Medicare benefits, he tends to get a very negative reaction from his voter base. So it should be interesting. Meanwhile, Social Security beneficiaries are going to see a cost of living increase next year. Approximately 2.4%. That's the working number right now, about 2.4%. So the average Social Security check or payment will go up at approximately $31 a month, based on the figures that they're looking at right now that are subject to a little bit of change, but not a lot of change. The monthly Medicare Part B premium for outpatient care that most beneficiaries pay should go up about $1.50 to $135.50. And there are more than 62 million retirees, disabled workers, spouses, and surviving children receiving Social Security benefits. That is about one out of every five persons in the United States. The average Social Security payment is $1,294 a month, counting all beneficiaries. Meanwhile, there are about 60 million people that are benefiting or receiving benefits, I should say, from Medicare. Most of those are age 65 or older. So these are two very, very popular programs. The Medicare program, extremely popular. Social Security, extremely popular. And they are expensive programs because they account together for about 40% of government spending. Four out of every $10, not counting the interest on the federal debt, four out of every $10 goes to either Social Security or Medicare beneficiaries. Obviously, it's an aging country. You've seen the stories. We've talked about the stories. We have a country right now where the birth rate is at a 30-year low. The last time the birth rate in the United States was this low was in the 1980s. So we have an aging population in the United States. What does that mean? More Social Security recipients, more Medicare expenses. That's what you get with an aging population and a very, very low birth rate. So this is where we are. It's going to have to be addressed. It can't be ignored forever. It will have to be addressed by somebody at some point. We shall see about that.